I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities NPR. As cities and counties figure out how much money they spent fighting this year's record-setting flood, the Corps of Engineers and two other groups are working on long-term solutions. Mayors of Mississippi River communities and five states are taking a different approach to managing the river and preventing flood damage. Shared responsibility and coordinated strategy are phrases that come up repeatedly in the report released after the 1993 flood. After the Mississippi River broke several records again this year, those exact same themes are coming up again. Colin Wellenkamp is the executive director of the Mississippi River Cities and Towns Initiative. He says, management of the upper half of the river is not unified, calling it a mishmash of flood protection measures. That's in stark contrast to the lower Mississippi River system, which is largely owned and operated by the Corps of Engineers.
Missouri itself has no levee statute at all. So anybody can go and put up a levee in Missouri for at any height, as close to the water as they want to, and they do. You won't get your permit from FEMA or the Corps because you haven't met their guidelines, but it's okay. You could still do it. You haven't broken any state laws, and that creates significant dangers and problems for our mayors because they have to contend with the impacts and fallout of that activity.
Mayors from Mississippi River cities and towns are promoting management practices on a much broader scale, and Wellenkamp says the Corps of Engineers has already identified places along the upper stretch of the river to protect critical infrastructure and add wetlands to prevent flooding.
Our mayors have shown, even in the face of this, remaining committed to not putting up new levees and flood walls because they know that's just going to make the problem worse. It's just going to, and it, not only for themselves, but for their neighbors. So you're not only endangering your neighbor, but you're endangering yourself because you create a more dangerous situation systemically for the corridor by putting up more levees, more flood wall, more constrictions to the river. So we are committed to not doing that, equally committed to instead pursuing these natural infrastructure solutions as well as managing the system as a whole system.
Meantime, more than a year ago, the Corps of Engineers in Rock Island began working with the Upper Mississippi River Basin Association on a two-year initiative to take a broad approach to flooding, dredging, and drought. Project engineer Steve Price says first people need to understand the Mississippi and its watershed are unique.
By the nature of the navigation industry being so closely tied to the Mississippi and all the communities up and down, and you know, there's a lot of populous cities obviously up and down the Miss, and not to say that there's not a lot of cities and communities on other bodies of water, but I just think it's a little more complex when you have so many stakeholders and the economy is so closely tied to the upper Miss.
The Basin Association represents five states located on the Mississippi, Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, Missouri, and Wisconsin, and Price calls the joint project with the Corps of Engineers the 729.
I think it's important to note under like the 729 watershed study, it would include authorities outside of just the federal government. So we would look at ways to integrate the state and local governments, communities, and stakeholders within the study and not just look at federal projects, because if we're looking at federal projects, we're fairly limited on solutions. And so under a watershed study, we would look at solutions that could be implemented by other levels of government. And I think that's the importance that the 729 brings.
Price also says coming to consensus won't be easy.
When you talk about a watershed solution to some of the problems, there's going to be different opinions, I think, on the right solution. So I think it's going to be important for, you know, to have those discussions and figure out where the sideboards are, where there's leeway, you know, what's acceptable, and having that dialogue with the states and the communities so that you could document it, figure out what the challenges are, and come up with an agreeable solution to all, because, you know, one solution, one size may not fit all for all the communities. And so I think being dynamic and flexible throughout the studies is something that will lead to ultimate success.
The Corps of Engineers and Upper Mississippi River Basin Association will accept written comments until after a final public meeting later this fall. They want local residents to tell them about the problems they face and their ideas to solve them. The goal is to incorporate local needs and solutions into a plan for managing the entire watershed of the Upper Mississippi River. I'm Michelle O'Neill.